You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about Christmas and giving you another Christmas story. Now, I certainly hope that all of you children who are 6 years old or a little bit older or a little bit younger have heard of A.A. Milne. My brothers and my sister and I were raised on the books by A.A. Milne, the Christopher Robin stories. And from the book called Now We Are Six, I'm going to read the introduction, which tells you why A.A. Milne wrote this little book of poems. He says, "When you are reciting poetry, which is a thing we never do, you find sometimes, just as you are beginning, that Uncle John is still telling Aunt Rose that if he can't find his spectacles, he won't be able to hear properly. And does she know where they are? And by the time everybody has stopped looking for them, you are at the last verse, and in another minute they will be saying, 'Thank you, without really knowing what it was all about. So next time you are more careful. And just before you begin, you say, very loudly, which means, now then, here we are. And everybody stops talking and looks at you, which is what you want. So then you get in the way of saying it whenever you are asked to recite. And sometimes it is just as well, and sometimes it isn't. And by you find yourself saying it without thinking. Well, this bit which I am writing now, called Introduction, is really the of this book. And I have put it in, partly so as not to take you by surprise, and partly because I can't do without it now. There are some very clever writers who say that it is quite easy not to have an but I don't agree with them. I think it's much easier not to have all the rest of the book. What I want to explain in the introduction is this. We have been nearly 3 years writing this book. We began it when we were very young. And now, we are six. So, of course, bits of it seem rather babyish to us, almost as if they had slipped out of some other book by mistake. On page whatever it is, there is a thing which is simply three-ish. And when we read it to ourselves just now, we said, well, 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 and turned over rather quickly. So we want you to know that the name of the book doesn't mean that this is us being six all the time, but that it is about as far as we've got at present, and we have to think of stopping there. And the author signs his initials, A, period, A, period, M, period. And then he puts a P.S. Pooh, and I hope you know that Pooh is a stuffed bear, Pooh wants us to say that he thought it was a different book. And he hopes you won't mind, but he walked through it one day looking for his friend Piglet and sat down on some of the pages by mistake. Well, here's one of the poems in this book entitled Now We Are Six. It's called King John's Christmas. King John was not a good man. He had his little ways. And sometimes no one spoke to him for days and days and days. And men who came across him when walking in the town gave him a supercilious stare, or passed with noses in the air. And bad King John stood dumbly there, blushing beneath his crown. King John was not a good man, and no good friends had he. He stayed in every afternoon, but no one came to tea. And round about December, the cards upon his shelf, which wished him lots of Christmas cheer and fortune in the coming year, were never from his near and dear, but only from himself. King John was not a good man, yet had his hopes and fears. They'd given him no present now for years and years and years. But every year at Christmas, while minstrels stood about collecting tribute from the young, for all the songs they might have sung, he stole away upstairs and hung a hopeful stocking out. King John was not a good man. He lived his life aloof. Alone, he thought a message out while climbing up the roof. He wrote it down and propped it against the chimney stack. To all and sundry, near and far, F. Christmas in particular, and signed it not Johannes R., but very humbly, Jack. I want some crackers, and I want some candy. I think a box of chocolates would come in handy. I don't mind oranges. I do like nuts. And I should like a pocket knife that really cuts. And oh, Father Christmas, if you love me at all, please bring me a big red India rubber ball. King John was not what? You remember, don't you? King John was not a good man. He wrote his message out and gat him to his room again, descending by the spout. And all that night he lay there, a prey to hopes and fears. I think that's him a-coming now. Anxiety bedewed his brow. He'll bring one present, anyhow, the first I've had for years. Forget about the crackers. Forget about the candy. I'm sure a box of chocolates would never come in handy. I don't like oranges. I don't want nuts. And I have got a pocket knife that almost cuts. But, oh, Father Christmas, if you love me at all, bring me a big red India rubber ball. King John was not, you tell me, a good man. King John was not a good man. Next morning, when the sun rose up to tell a waiting world that Christmas had begun, and people seized their stockings and opened them with glee, and crackers, toys, and games appeared, and lips with sticky sweets were smeared, King John said grimly, "As I feared, nothing again for me. I did want crackers, and I did want candy. I know a box of chocolates would come in handy. I do love oranges. I did want nuts. I haven't got a pocket knife, not one that cuts. And oh, if Father Christmas had loved me at all, he would have brought what? A big red India rubber ball." That's right. You remembered that, didn't you? King John stood by the window and frowned to see below the happy bands of boys and girls all playing in the snow. And while he stood there watching and envying them all, when through the window, big and red, there hurtled by his royal head and bounced and fell upon the bed, guess what? An India rubber ball. And, oh, Father Christmas, my blessings on you fall for bringing him a big, red, say it with me, India rubber ball. So the king got his India rubber ball, didn't he? He didn't get it from Santa Claus. He didn't get it because somebody loved him. He got it by mistake, didn't he? The children were playing ball, and by mistake, the ball went through the window. But poor King John, who was not a good man, he got his India rubber ball. And so he was happy. Now, of course, this little poem doesn't say anything about God, does it? It doesn't say anything about Christmas and Jesus in the way that we think about it. But there's something there for us all to learn, isn't there? If we are not nice people, which means unselfish people, people who are interested in making other people happy, rather than completely absorbed in making ourselves happy, then we are not a good man or a good woman or a good boy or a good girl. And it shouldn't be too surprising if nobody wants to give us Christmas presents or Christmas cards. Poor King John had to write his own Christmas cards to himself. What a selfish man. But he learned a lesson. He is not going to get the presents from Father Christmas. It might just be the mercy of God that he receives a gift that nobody really intended to give him. But I hope that King John had some second thoughts and sat down with that India rubber ball and wondered and pondered. How did it get there? Did God send it to him? Jesus Christ came into this world because he loved us, and he wanted to teach us what love is. And it says in 1 John 3:16, this is how we know what love is, that Christ laid down his life for us, and we in our turn are to lay down our lives for each other.